So I learned a valuable life lesson one day, and it came to me not in some grand life-changing moment, but while I was standing in the office, holding a Diet Coke, staring at my computer screen like it was written in ancient Greek. Here's what I learned. Don't let the demons derail you. Tell them to kick rocks. Yes, kick rocks, demons. That was my mantra by the end of the day anyways. Let me back up. The morning started off fine. Emails, my first Diet Coke, a somewhat semi-productive multitasking time. You know, normal stuff. And then suddenly, I was stuck. Like, really stuck. Mentally, frozen, foggy brain, can't focus, everything feels wrong, kind of stuck. I tried everything. I went for a walk, I used the bathroom, I grabbed a piece of candy, I grabbed another Diet Coke, I was pulling out the big guns. I came back to my desk and nothing. Still stuck. My thoughts were racing, but in that annoying way where they're not really helpful. My brain was basically screaming, "You're failing," while my spirit was whispering, "Something's not right." So I walked outside. I prayed. And somewhere between the parking lot and the sidewalk, I just blurted it out. "Kick rocks, demons. I'm not doing this today." I don't know if you've ever had to yell at the voices in your head, but sometimes for me it's necessary. Because here's the thing. The stuff that hits us when we're tired and overwhelmed and discouraged and anxious, it's sneaky. It makes us believe that fog that's in our head will never lift, that we're not capable, that we're stuck forever. But here's what I've learned from experience, and maybe you have too. These moments are just that. They're moments. They're not your whole life. They're not forever. They're not even a full day sometimes. They're just a chapter, not the whole book. But when we hit our head on that wall, whether it's burnout, depression, anxiety, or just a deep soul-level tired, our brains lie to us. They say, "This is permanent. This is who you are now. You'll never feel better. It'll never get better. It'll always be this way." But I've lived just long enough to say confidently, no, that's not the truth. You see, we all hit valleys, slumps, mental spirals, but we don't have to stay there, and we definitely don't have to hand the steering wheel over to the demons inside of our head. You see, sometimes your brain, your heart, or your body is just processing something, and it hasn't caught up yet. Maybe it's the stress from yesterday, maybe it's the grief from last year, maybe it's just a weird fog that showed up for no reason at all. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you're broken, it means you're human. Congrats. But in those moments, you've got to speak some truth, sometimes even out loud. Even if it feels a bit ridiculous, even if no one else hears you, even if you're alone on the sidewalk with a Diet Coke in one hand and frustration in the other, you say, "Kick rocks, demons. You don't get to derail me today." It's like that quote, you've seen it everywhere else. "This too shall pass." It's on pillows, Pinterest boards. It's a bit cliche. Yeah, sure. But also, it's true. What you feel today isn't how you'll feel forever. It might not even be how you feel by lunchtime. The dark cloud, it moves. That fog, it lifts. The slump, it ends. And yeah, sometimes it comes back, but so does your strength. So does the voice in your head that says, "I can actually do this." So does your stubborn, powerful self that stands up and says, "Not today, not me, not forever." So next time you hit that low point, whether it's a day, a week, or a month, don't just sit in it and assume it's your new home. Stand up, go for a walk, pray, get a snack, take a deep breath, and say it loud enough for your soul to hear, "Kick rocks, demons. I've got things to do." Because you do. You've got more life to live, more impact to make, more mornings to fight through. So don't let the demons win the day. Tell them to kick rocks and keep on moving.